The Auditor General continues to express concern about the constant breaches in the Financial Administration Regulation and the Procurement Act by ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs. The Auditor General, in a committee letter to Parliament, lamented the violations of the financial rules by state agencies leading to financial loss to the state. The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, Kwaku Ajimanmenu, echoed the sentiment of the Auditor General's department when he read a committee letter from the Auditor General to Parliament during the committee sitting yesterday. He urged heads of government institutions to strengthen their supervisory roles to ensure that the infractions are eliminated to enhance better management of state resources for the benefit of the people.
The Auditor General posts our frustration in the transmitter letter, and he talks this way, and I would like to quote from his letter to the Speaker. My report on MDAs for 2013 indicates continued infractions and financial indiscipline on the part of MDAs in acknowledging and observing legislative supremacy. Several irregularities have been highlighted in this report. The irregularities show the lack of probity and propriety, or the extent of non-compliance with or deviation from and disregard for the tenets of laws, rules and regulations designed to secure the conduct of government financial business in an orderly and legal manner, and as well preserve or improve the nation's wealth and resources. Upon hearing this, you will feel how the Auditor General feels. And these, I try to call lamentations of the Auditor General, as is recorded in the Bible. Lamentations. He's not very happy. He's not satisfied. He doesn't seem to accept the type of offense his people, his men find when they come auditing our books.